Today is the feast day of Saint Monica. Born in the year 333 in what is now Algeria, she was married off as soon as she was old enough. Her husband, Patricius, was a pagan with a violent temper, and Monica bore it with so much patience that by her example, he was finally converted to Christianity. In God's grace, he died a year after his baptism. The great cross of Monica's life was the wayward behavior of her son, Augustine, who was 17 when his father died. It was another 17 years during which Monica prayed constantly and fervently for his conversion until she finally received the long-awaited answer to her prayers. Her beloved son was baptized by Saint Ambrose and then set out for Africa to begin his mission work. Monica traveled with him, but she fell sick on the way and died in Ostia, Italy. Her work was done. Her husband had been converted, and her son, the sinner, was on his way to become the great Saint Augustine, one of the most revered and influential figures in the history of the Catholic Church. Monica, an exemplary woman who never gave up hope and faith through all the tribulations in her family life, was sainted by popular acclamation. Never formally canonized, the cult of Saint Monica began to spread in the 13th century with a yearly feast celebrated in her honor. In 1430, Pope Martin V had her relics brought to Rome, and many miracles are said to have occurred on the way. She is the patron saint of mothers and wives and is a very persuasive intercessor for all who come to her for help. Now, borrowing from the words of powerful novenas to good Saint Monica, let us pray. O holy Saint Monica, praiseworthy wife to your non-believing husband, and grief-stricken mother to your unruly son, you faithfully prayed for them. Through the sorrows and heartaches that troubled your lifetime, with extraordinary perseverance and devotion, you pursued your petitions for their conversion. You never gave up. You never despaired. In confidence and profound faith, you cried to God for the souls of your dear ones, fully trusting that the Lord hears us when we call upon Him. Through your supplications, they turned to God. And now, especially with your cherished Son, you delight in eternal goodness. Dear Saint Monica, teach us to pray like you. Grant us that same fortitude, patience, and trust in the Lord. Pray to Him today that all wives learn to draw their husbands who have gone astray closer to God. Inspire all mothers to pray for their children every day and remain close to them, especially the prodigal sons and daughters who were in danger of losing their way. With the same faith and constancy with which you prayed for your own son, pray for all wives and mothers, that God may mercifully hear their pleas. With the same fortitude and persistence with which you waited upon the Lord, continue praying for them, that they may have the patience to wait for an answer. And whatever it may be, grant them the same serenity and grace to accept. Good Saint Monica, intercede for all of us, wives and mothers, and those we hold dear, that like your son, they may turn away from sin and on the last day through Jesus Christ, in union with the Holy Spirit, we may all join you and the Blessed Mother to stand before the face of the Father.